In April 2023, the body of 16-year-old Ruby Sky Montelongo was discovered in a vacant lot in Covelo, California. Her death came just 3 weeks after the murder of a 20-year-old Round Valley man. With the rates of missing and murdered Indigenous people skyrocketing in Northern California, the Round Valley Indian tribes have declared a state of emergency. This is the story of Ruby Sky Montelongo.
Hey guys, this is Ash.
This is Shiashi.
This is Maggie, and you're listening to We Are Resilient.
We are back for a special episode drop, and today's case is a bit of a crossover. If you guys can recall, I've been working on a Lost Coast series with some of our MMIW cases, mainly because the number of missing and murdered Indigenous women in Northern California really does need to be talked about because it's a staggering amount. I think, Ash, you've covered a few people from Northern California.
I feel like there's a whole book series on the Lost Highway. Is that what they call it? The Pacific?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy sometimes how it feels like all these cases are grouped together. Just like the article we were just made aware of about the cases in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's just concerning how often many of these cases are all combined.
Well, and I find it interesting that there's connections because we learn that one family can have 2, 3, 4 missing or murdered relatives. And, you know, it's not uncommon. The reason I'm bringing this up is because this is a Lost Coast episode, but it has a direct connection to the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, which if you're new to the podcast, the EBCI is a federally recognized tribe that Maggie, Ash, and I are all members of. And today we're going to be talking about one of our own, Ruby Sky Montelongo.
And this was fairly recent.
This was last year when her death happened.
I remember when this happened. We have multiple people in our own community who are close family to Ruby.
Mm-hmm. And really did a lot to bring attention to her case, which we're grateful for because we need as many voices as we can for MMIW. I'm taking you to Covelo, an isolated town in Northern California that has a population of less than 2,000 people. Now, it's also the home to the Round Valley Reservation. And I'm not sure if you guys remember this, but the Round Valley Indian Reservation is a federally recognized reservation lying primarily in northern Mendocino County, California, and consists of the Covelo Indian community. In this same town, less than 3 weeks before the death of Ruby in April last year, a 20-year-old Nicholas Whipple was shot and killed. Now, before his death, his cousin was murdered in 2021. In 2014, there was another case of a 21-year-old girl being murdered. And I covered this next case. I covered this case. If you guys remember Khadijah Britton.
Yeah, I remember her.
She's from this community. And in 2018, she was kidnapped at gunpoint by her ex-boyfriend and was never seen again.
And Khadijah's case is still open, right?
It's still open, and nobody's ever been charged. The ex-boyfriend has not been charged, even though he was literally seen kidnapping her at gunpoint. But the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, I mean, they say they have a suspect, which we could guess who the suspect is. They say without a body, officials say it's difficult to make an arrest, which we know that's usually the case. Ruby Sky Montelongo, again, was a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and was only 16 years old when she was found beaten to death in a vacant lot by her uncle Gerald Britton on the morning of April 15th, 2023. He had been out searching for her after she failed to return to their home in Covelo. And if the name Britton sounds familiar, it's because her uncle Gerald is the father of Khadijah Britton.
What? Really?
What?
Yeah, that's how connected it is.
How has this connection not been made before?
I don't have an answer to that. I'm not sure.
So he's Khadijah's dad. He's Khadijah's dad. Yeah. And Ruby's his niece.
Yeah. So is this a blood relative or is this one of those situations where he's a distant relative and they just call him uncle?
It doesn't say. It just says in multiple articles, because I have a ton of articles that I've for sources for this episode. They all just say her body was found by her uncle, Gerald. and Gerald is the father of Khadijah. It's a wild connection because, you know, other articles say that she was related or she was a relative of Khadijah. But then I got deeper into the research and they're saying that her uncle Gerald is Khadijah's father. So now Ruby was born at the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla, California, while her mother, Nikki Britton, was doing a stint in prison, which, according to her mother, Ruby had helped turn her life around. She did a phone interview with the Los Angeles Times saying that Ruby was her little miracle baby. She described Ruby as a tiny thing, hardly 5 feet and 120 pounds, but she was never one to back down from a fight. She was a fast runner and played basketball at Round Valley High School, and she wanted to be an actor or some kind of performer one day. Ruby's mother said, Ruby was very proud of the fact that she was indigenous, and because of Khadijah's disappearance, she was invested in the movement to bring attention to violence against Native women, stating, quote, she was a straight little warrior woman, a warrior woman princess.
Aww.
Ruby was out with friends on the night of April 14th, 2023, when a fight broke out. According to Nikki, a group of girls allegedly jumped and assaulted her. Presumably, it was this assault that led to her death and being subsequently found by her uncle that next day. At this time, only one person has been arrested, and it was a 15-year-old girl who was booked on a murder charge, according to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office.
That is so tragic on both sides. These are just kids we're talking about.
You know, at 15, what could be so bad? Just to beat somebody to death is just horrific.
Think of the rage. Think the rage that they had to feel and go through.
In response to Ruby's death, Round Valley Indian Tribes declared a state of emergency on April 16th, 2023, only one day after Ruby was found dead. According to an article from The Guardian, local tribal leaders have shared that crimes against indigenous people in Covelo get comparatively less attention and compassion from authorities. And we know this.
Yeah, we know it too well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a common theme in all the cases that we cover. Michelle Downey, a member of the Round Valley Indian Tribes Tribal Council, stated, quote, when a Native person is the victim, it isn't the same response. She says law enforcement avoids claiming responsibility for crimes committed on tribal land or in which only tribal members are involved, despite the tribal community recently pushing for more assistance from the sheriff's office. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has jurisdiction over crimes committed on tribal lands in the county, but like a lot of law enforcement agencies, it's strapped for resources. I read that at most there's 6 deputies on duty at one time, and the department struggles to cover the vast county, which encompasses nearly 4,000 square miles of rugged terrain.
I know Osh has been out there before too, so you kind of know how the area is. But Shashi, have you ever been out there?
Yeah, I remember I went out that way for WrestleMania last year.
So you guys know that the area around the Pacific Highway is vast and somewhat desolate in some areas. It, you know, goes through some small towns, but really nothing major.
It is very vast. There's, you know, and we drove part of it on our trip last year, and I was thinking that because just driving through it, I mean, it's very, I don't, not plain's not the word. There's just not a lot out there. There was a quote from the Mendocino County Sheriff, Matt Kendall, who said that obviously 6 deputies on duty at one time is not enough. And he feels guilty about it just because I guess there's just, it's within his community. And he just feels like they're not able to do enough because of resources. But there are tribal council members like Lewis Whipple, who is a relative of Nicholas Whipple, who I mentioned earlier. He said that he has heard law enforcement call Native on Native crimes a twofer, meaning that one tribal member is killed and another is sent to prison, which is awful. That's an awful way to refer it.
So he's making it seem like it's a good thing that 2 Natives are now off the street.
That's what it sounds like to me. I get 2 for the price of 1 kind of deal. Yeah. It is important to note that Sheriff Kendall has denied any accusations of racism on the part of the sheriff's department. And I really wanted to talk to you guys about this because I read a lot of information in regards to Ruby's murder, and it highlighted a common theme that we talk about a lot in these cases. I mean, there's many themes that tie all these cases together that we see, but we always say, if you see something, say something. And the articles I read talked about how witnesses are hard to come by in small indigenous communities and in a town as small as Covelo and in a community that has just a lack of trust with police. Residents are resistant to talk with law enforcement or to cooperate. And it said that perhaps more significant is the fact that among members of the Round Valley Reservation, family ties are as binding as they are extensive, meaning that when a crime is committed, the problem isn't only that witnesses might be acquaintances with the guilty party, but they might be related to them. And then it's one family against another. There's a high probability there's deep family ties because Indigenous families are so big.
Yeah, and then you just have extended family out there as well.
We have the same issues here in our own community. People have been hesitant to talk because they're worried about what other family members may think or do.
So in doing the research, I wasn't quite sure how Ruby's life was growing up. Because like I said, her mother did a stint in prison, but at some point she was living with her uncle. There was an interview with a lady named Marlene Fulwider, who was a foster mother and had apparently taken in Ruby at some point in her life. She did an interview where her memory of Ruby mirrors what Ruby's mother had shared previously. And she describes Ruby as a spirited teen who was introspective, fiercely loyal, and wickedly funny. Once on a whim, Ruby painted her entire bedroom in a single day. Now that's my kind of girl. I do stuff like that. Another time she befriended a suit-wearing businessman whom she sat next to on an hour-long flight. In describing Ruby as a spirited teen, that sounds exactly what she was. She sounded like she was just a fun teenager to be around. You know, she just, again, did things on a whim, but she was friendly and she was kind and she was funny.
I remember seeing pictures of her when this happened, and she was such a beautiful girl.
Yeah, I looked at pictures of her too in doing this research. She was very, very beautiful. Now, Marlene did state that behind the sense of humor, that Ruby was a girl who had been forced to grow up too fast. She said that Ruby had struggled with substance abuse and anger issues and was known among classmates to have a mean punch, stating, quote, "It's a two-edged sword. It's a compliment and it's devastating because I know where it comes from. It comes from having to survive and fight for everything you've ever had from the day you were born." The investigation is still ongoing to determine the circumstances of the physical assault and Ruby's official cause of death. There was a forensic autopsy that was scheduled for April 19th, 2023, which included a BA in toxicology analysis. But as of today's recording, I have not been able to find any results of that in any of the research I've done or an official cause of death. Now, I don't know if maybe things are just a little more close to the chest because it involves a minor or minors with the murder charge. I don't know necessarily how that works or would that be made public. I don't know.
So what was the fight over? Did you say that?
No, they have not released any details like that. We don't know what started the physical assault. We don't know exactly how she died. They just shared that it was the result of a physical assault, but that's all we know.
But someone is in custody, right? Or was in custody. So clearly they don't think it was accidental.
Right. That they have the 15-year-old girl booked on a murder charge. But apparently there was more than one girl, so I'm confused why there's only one person charged. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this as the investigation continues. Anyone with information that could assist sheriff's detectives in this investigation is urged to contact the sheriff's office tip line by calling 707-234-2100 or the We Tip Anonymous Crime Reporting Hotline by calling 800-782-7463. Now, like I mentioned before, this investigation is still ongoing and we will do our best to provide updates on this case as we get them. Thank you for listening to We Are Resilient. For links to information found for this episode, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at We Are Resilient Podcast. Send us an email at weareresilientpod@gmail.com or visit us at www.war-podcast.com.